Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
May the Lord be in your heart and upon your lips, that you may proclaim his gospel worthily and loud, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, shortly after I was initiated into the Catholic Church, I was at a retreat at the Abbey of Gethsemane on the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And one of the things that the priest said I've remembered ever since. It's something that I've meditated on and prayed about and actually dreamed about. You know, and this was in the summer of 1984, so it's been a while. He said, "When Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven at her death, it was the exact plan God had for each one of us had we remained in a state of original grace. If our original parents hadn't committed the original sin, and if we hadn't been committing sins all our lives, we would have been assumed body and soul into heaven immediately as we approached our death, like Mary did." They're not sure whether Mary actually died or whether it was her dormition, her sleep. They just don't know. But the same thing would have happened to us. That was God's plan for us. And as I said, I've just dreamed about this and meditated about it, and I've come to believe that it's going to be the Blessed Virgin Mary who introduces each one of us to her son Jesus at the time of our death. Right now, in the reading we heard today, we hear the scriptural basis with the Hail Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." But the second part of that prayer, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death," I think that's what that means. And there's another prayer, lots of prayers to Our Lady mention our death, and there's another prayer that's actually the prayer to Our Lady of the Gates of Dawn, which is an icon that St. Faustina used to pray in front of quite a bit. It's in Lithuania. And listen to this prayer. "O my Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, I offer myself entirely to thy grace and to thy overwhelming mercy today and forever, but mostly at the hour of my death do I dedicate myself to thee. To thee do I dedicate my body and soul, all my happiness and hope, all my sorrows and sufferings. I offer my life and the end of my life to thy holy hands, so that through thy merits all my deeds and acts go according to thy holy will and according to the will of thy sweetest Son. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.